What you feed your baby and toddler in those first few years of life, that's the foundation for their eating habits later on in life.
That's Ryan Carvalho, the medical director and pediatrician at Gerber, a baby food and baby products company and subsidiary of Nestle Groups.
Children are not little adults. When you're starting your child out on solid foods and introducing them to solid foods for the first time around 6 months of age, just know that those tiny tummies need big nutrition. So to try and make every little bite count.
Carvalho says many children lack the right amount of iron in their diets. He says beef and iron-fortified infant cereal are ways to improve their diets. Slowly introducing vegetables into their diets is another way for children to get the nutrients they need. Reagan Bailey, a professor of nutrition science at Purdue University, says 1 in 4 preschoolers were not getting a vegetable in their daily diets. Among the children who do eat vegetables, French fries are their number one choice.
Taken together, these put our children at risk for key nutrients that they're not getting enough of, like vitamin D, fiber, and potassium, but they're also getting too much sodium, sugar, and saturated fat.
So how do we get children to eat more vegetables? Bailey says it's easier said than done.
Studies have shown that it can take up to 10 attempts for kids to like a new food. We also have to make it fun. We can't make it a high-pressure situation.
Obesity rates in children are on the rise, but Carvalho says there is some good news.
Yes, there is some good news. And the good news is that more mothers are breastfeeding, and more mothers are breastfeeding longer, which is great news.
Children are eating more fruit than in the past, and Carvalho says children are eating more whole grains to improve the fiber in their diets. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.